and Mark's seven-week trial. The Duke of Sussex has been awarded almost £141,000 in his case against Mirror Group Newspapers for unlawfully gathering information about him between 2006 and 2011. The publisher, which previously denied the allegations, says it takes full responsibility. Harry's lawyer, David Sherborne, has been speaking outside the High Court.
Editors such as Piers Morgan clearly knew about or were involved in these illegal activities. They even went as far as lying under oath to Parliament during the Leveson inquiry.
That inquiry into press ethics was set up in 2011 after the phone hacking scandal. Greater Manchester Police say bringing home a British boy who's been missing for 6 years is their main priority. A French delivery driver found Alex Batty walking in the rain in Toulouse, with the now 17-year-old saying he'd been walking for 4 days. He disappeared while on a family holiday in Spain in 2017. Assistant Chief Constable Chris Sykes says getting him home is a priority.
He's getting well cared for by the French authorities at the moment there in Toulouse. We're in close liaison with them and the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, and our priority is to get him back to the UK and get him back to his family in Oldham as soon as possible.
One person has died after a boat capsized in the English Channel. At least 66 migrants were on board the dinghy, which got into difficulty off the French coast. Israel's military claims it's recovered the bodies of 3 hostages taken by Hamas in Gaza, but it hasn't given details of how they died. And the energy price cap is expected to be rising next April. It's to help suppliers recover debt from unpaid bills. Ofgem is proposing a one-off adjustment of £16. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks so much to Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather. It's 8 degrees today. There should be some sunshine, but I've not seen it yet. Right the way through till about 3 o'clock when it will cloud over. But it's cloudy at the moment. Should remain dry over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures about 11 degrees. Cloudy on Saturday and possibly a little bit of sunshine on Sunday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through till 1, and last hour of the show before I dash off, get home, get myself changed and go out for lunch. Alison said to me, are you wearing anything Christmassy in spot? I was like, no, I'm not. I'm wearing a rented old jumper and I won't have much time to do anything else. I'll go home first because it's not, I'm kind of, yeah, I'll go home first and then just put a little bit more makeup on, possibly even brush my hair, Alison. Who knows? She might be listening in the gym at the moment, making me feel guilty. but I have to say, I did have a Christmas jumper, but it says something quite obscene on the front of it. I don't think where we're going for lunch, I'd appreciate it. I'll see. I did have a sparkly jumper, but it's a bit bobbly. I don't know what to wear. I'm going to wear jeans. I'm sorry. I'm wearing my jeans. At the moment, I've got on my jeans and my walking boots because they're easier on my back. I've still got a problem with my back at the moment. But I might put on some smart shoes. I might do. I might not. Depends, really. Just shoes I can walk in would be helpful. I might put on my posh coat. Yeah, I might put my posh coat on. And then I've got to take it off and my clothes underneath are not posh. Mrs. B, on the other hand, she went, I'm going now, I'm going down to the dump. I was like, have a nice time. She seems to be always going down to the tip. She's got a thing. I mean, I've never been on my own to the tip. I will have to start in January because I've got to clear the house. And I've got a lot of stuff to go. So I will have to pack up the car and actually I'm going to have to get a little schedule of what I'm going to do and when I'm going to do it and get it done, a room at a time, and then there'll be stuff going to the charity shop and down to Skip. But I've never been on my own before. The only thing is you've got to walk up the stairs. I mean, they make it really awkward because you walk upstairs, don't you, and then you have to throw things in, which is okay if you've only got a couple of goes, but on my own, I don't, you know, I've got loads to do. I've got painting to do. I've got to get the floor done, the bathroom, my bedroom. In fact, I told you I bought my, dressing table. Oh, I can't get the words out. Dressing table. I was just seeing it in my mind's eye. I think, what do you call that? Yeah, dressing table. But I haven't actually sorted out the bedroom. I bought the dressing table because I thought I'd get it now And I've got a massive creamy dressing table in the front room. Because there's no room in my bedroom. I know. It's a disgrace. And I've got to get some plastering done and things like that. I can't do that. I think anyone who can do plastering, you're a miracle worker. I can't do that. I should be used to it, actually, by putting on my makeup in the morning. But seriously, I think it is quite... It's a skill. Not my makeup. I'm talking about plastering. Talking about holidays and all things tropical and sunshine and things to look forward to. Here is Zoe with Sunshine on a Rainy Day. If only...
Make me feel, make me feel. said it's not about you. It's not about you, it's me. She said it's not about you. It's not about you, it's me. Sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's bad. But living with you, well, you're driving me mad. And sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's bad. But living with you, well, it's becoming a drag. She's a beautiful smile, she's the gleam in your eye. Dresses like a princess, playing games in your mind. Falling out of the top, runs a hand through her hair. Playing so hard to get, cause she knows that you care. I don't know how to love you more, how to love you more. Sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's bad. But living with you, well, you're driving me mad. And sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's bad. But living with you, well, you're making me sad. So is this how it ends? Well, nobody knows. Should be gone for a year, and we'll see how it goes. Moving out of your flat, slipping right through your hands. She's a difficult girl, you're a silly young man. I don't know how to love you more, how to love you more.
About you. Before that, we had Into You. That was Incognito's brand new track, and Zoe with Sunshine on a Rainy Day, which is something we could do with at the moment.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Jim Jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Let's keep to Creole and the Coconuts with a stool pigeon. Sorry, did you hear that? I was stretching. Ooh, it's good to have a stretch. Ooh, ow. Sorry, overstretched there, and yeah, my back went, ooh, ow, there we go. Oh, let me sort of shift round in my chair. It's probably sitting down doesn't help. I need to do a bit more sort of walking and stretching with my back as well. It's a little bit achy at the moment. I'm sure it will take a couple of days. Hopefully it'll fix itself and it won't be as bad as it is at the moment. It's horrible. It's like, ooh, ow, ooh, ow, ow. Or maybe I should do a song. Anybody who's got back pain, you know, it's just one of those things. It just gets on your nerves. Right, what should we play now? Should we have... let's have a look through the list of bands and music that I've played out over the last year. Next week, I'm going to be playing loads more of the tracks that I've been lucky enough to receive for independent artists. So I'm going to have a little look through. Let's have a look. You stay where you are. I'm still looking. Oh, yeah. Let me play this. This was one of my favourites, I think, actually. I'm going to have a little look. Where's it? Well, why has it disappeared? Here we go. There we go. This is Joby Fox, introduced to me by the one and only Joe Bailey on Drive Time, who came into her show actually a couple of weeks ago. This is Joby Fox, independent music, and this track is called Falling, and I think it's beautiful. love it. I love that song. I have to join in. It's beautiful. That is Joby Fox with Falling. I love it. I need to get rehearsing, really. I was my voice used to be really powerful, and because I've not really been I've been obviously recording and doing stuff, but not actually doing stuff on full power. And yeah, I need to take some deep breaths in and out. So even now I feel a little bit clogged up there when I did that. Shouldn't have done that. You can hear it's a bit wheezy. I don't think I've got a cold. Falling into your arms, that's all I had from you. See, it's very deep for me. I should have done it higher. Don't make that noise down the microphone. I do apologise. It's coming up to 12:30. We'll be having a chat with the one and only Patrick Shearing, who will be coming up next with 1, 2, 3. And his guest today is going to be Father Mark North from St. Thomas of Canterbury Church in Brentwood, talking about what's happening at the church over the Christmas period. And I went into the church probably about 6 weeks to 2 months ago, and I hadn't been in there before. I cut through. It's a lovely little walk through that, if you know where that is in Brentwood. And I went into the church, and I just wanted to have a look because I've never been in. And they were so lovely. There was a lady there, kind of sat doing some little bit of work or something, and she was chatting to me about the church. And then I met Father Mark come over and had a chat as well. So it's beautiful church. And it's a little bit like a TARDIS, because I know it's a big building from the outside, but you don't realise until you go in there how beautiful it is in that church. And, you know, as I was saying to Patrick, going to church at Christmas, and whether you go tonight, you know, night time, or Christmas Eve, or, you know, Christmas Day, it's beautiful. It really is. So check out some of your churches locally and have a look, because you'll be surprised. I mean, that one is just, it's a beautiful, absolutely beautiful, the stained glass windows and everything. It's just, and very, very peaceful as well. As I said, just coming up to 12:31, let's have some REM. This is Day Sleeper.
Receiving department, 3 a.m. Staff cuts have socked up the overage. Directives are posted, no callbacks, complaints. Everywhere is calm. Hong Kong is present, Taipei wakes up. The talk of circadian rhythm. I see today with the newsprint. Brave, my night is colored. They're leading the blind with their international glories. I'm the screen, the blinding light. I'm the screen, I work at night. I see today with the newsprint. Pray my night is colored. Say why. Fluorescent, flat, caffeine lights. It's furious balancing. I'm the screen, the blinding light. I'm the screen, I work at night. I see the day with the newsprint. Pray my night is colored. Tonight I'll squeeze into Helen.
I've been put straight, and I have to tell you, in the studio is Patrick Schering, who's coming up next with his great show, 1, 2, 3. And, you know, I keep praising Joe and saying, Joe, you know, Joby Fox and his mate. But apparently, I've just been told by good authority from Patrick that Joby Fox actually contacted Patrick Schering first, and Patrick wasn't able to have him on his show. So he put him forward for Joe because he'd listened through to a lot of his tracks, and also Falling was his track of the year. Now, I didn't have it as my track of the year, but it was mentioned because I had quite a lot of music, but it was mentioned. I love it, and I love when I'm sat here, I join in on that on with a little harmony. Falling, it's beautiful. But check his new track called I Love You is beautiful as well, and he's a fantastic live performer, and discovered obviously by Patrick Schering. So I'm not going to mention Joe again. Joe, if you're listening, too bad. Right, just going to 12:35. We'll have a chat with Patrick in a while. Here is Imagination with Just an Illusion. Just an Illusion. Patrick there as I turned the headphones up far too loud. It's literally on, like, it's just moved a notch. It's somebody's been over there and they've whacked it up on the other control,
it's,
I think.
It's hardly there. It's right up here, really up high, but it's hardly at all.
Do you want me to turn it up a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. There, there, there.
Yeah.
Hello, Patrick. Can you hear me?
Perfect.
There we go. I don't want to turn it up too loud. It is squeaky and that's nothing worse.
No. We can't have that.
No. Joined in the studio by Patrick Sherring, who is coming up next, and he has an excellent guest coming in.
Yes, Father Mark, as you were saying, from St. Thomas's, Brentwood, just down the high street here, coming in to have a chat about what they're up to over the Christmas period, and I suspect we'll talk about other things as well, Advent, Christmas, what it all means, etc. And, yeah, so it should be good.
Excellent. And what are you doing at the festive? Have you made your mind up what you're doing yet, or not?
In what way?
Are you going to be having a nice dinner?
Right. Yes.
Food.
Yeah. 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 I shall be at a gathering of about 16 people for a Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
As a family that I go and share Christmas dinner with them. So people I've known a long time. So
that's lovely.
That happens on Christmas Day, and then Boxing Day. Of course, I'm here between 1 and 4 live, and then I'm off, and I shall go and have some food there with some other people that I've known a long time as well.
I want to live your life. I want to go places and have food and not actually cook anything.
Well, I'm not cooking anything either of those, Michelle, you see.
That sounds like the perfect Christmas. A lot of people out there are going, lucky Patrick, we want to go with you wherever you're going. I think I'm going to be making maybe prawn cocktail, but I'll probably make the sauce from scratch. But that'll be it. And then the Christmas dinner is being made by somebody else.
Oh, there you go. See, well, that's nice.
Yes.
So there we are.
I'll be tasting the pate as it comes round and maybe having a glass of sherry.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm actually, on Christmas Day, I'm even collected and taken home as well.
Oh, Patrick. There would be a lot of people out there very interested. So you're going to be chatting to Father Mark, and then you've got loads of other things.
Yeah, that's right, loads of other things, as always, of course. So we've got the birthdays competition, about 1:45, with 3 folks who've had birthdays in recent times, and then we'll be doing the vintage chart as well, and we're going back to this week in 1983, and I've got a question for you about that, Michelle.
Yes.
I know it was before you were born.
Yes.
But you know how the chart at the moment is absolutely full of all the Christmas tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, totally. You know, Wham at 1:01, and Mariah Carey at 2, etc. Brenda Lee at 6, and so it goes on and on and on all the way down through the top 20. Mm. So, in 1983, how many Christmas tracks do you think were in the top 20?
Possibly 3.
The answer is none.
Wow.
And the first Christmas track this week in 1983 is at 30.
Wow.
That's the days, you see, when it was physically, you had to physically buy, whereas these days, of course, it's just all the downloads.
Yes.
You see, so that's the huge difference.
Yeah, because people, like, on Christmas, you know, Christmas Day, people are downloading, so on Christmas Day, they've got the playlist to play all the Christmas songs, and, you know, whether you like, I'm surprised that things like Dean Martin or Frank Sinatra, because that's who I like to listen to.
They're there, though. They're around. And Andy Williams, he's in the top 20 this week as well. Mm. And do you know what's 1 in the States this week?
No.
Right.
Oh, we've got to wait to find out.
No, I should tell you. But okay, let's see again. Recorded in 1958. So, and it's 1 this week in the States, which is the biggest gap ever between a release and a 1.
No, I should know this, and I've got no idea.
Rocking around the Christmas tree. Brenda Lee, 1.
Party.
1 in the States this week.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
It's amazing with this, because, you know, years ago, we didn't have, as you said, there wasn't that really many Christmas songs. But now you see, if you're with a record label, it's like from November, middle of November, you don't release anything till the end of January.
Because it's everything, just and all these traditional ones that have become traditional, just take it all over.
Yes.
But it's also interesting this year, with all of these Christmas songs in the charts, actually not in the top 20 yet, are the two you would always expect to be there, Wizard and Slade.
They're not there.
They're not not yet. Not up in the highest.
Yeah.
Maybe today when it comes out, but so far they're not.
Maybe they're more getting up to New Year's Eve songs, aren't they?
I don't know, are they? I don't know. My local supermarket were playing them from the 1st of November.
I know, I feel so. Do you know what? I went into Lakeside and I went into a shop and it was something was playing. I went, how long have you been listening to this? And she went, since the middle of November.
Yeah.
I went, I'm so sorry. She went, no, I kind of tune it out now.
Yeah.
First of all, I was enjoying it and getting festive. Now I just tune it out.
I had a similar conversation with somebody in this supermarket at the beginning of November.
Yes.
Now she's just kind of like, she just kind of like looks just struck by it all, really. Yeah. You know, it's just non-stop.
Yeah, they're the same songs on a loop, imagine
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know how long that is as well. You know, you don't. So how often does Shaking Stevens turn up, you know, how
30 how, times a day.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
It's like, get out of my shop. Oh dear, never mind.
I love it all, really.
I had a fantastic guest who I chatted to this week, 14 years old,
right,
on his second album. He was a runner-up the can't say it.
Chorister.
Thank you. Of the year. He's got 11.4 million views on YouTube.
Wow.
1.3 on Facebook. He's also been on the BBC Radio 1, BBC Radio 2. Britain's Got Talent. And he's doing absolutely fantastic.
That's
he was
brilliant.
Such a lovely lad to speak to. And he's got a track out called Free to a New World.
Ooh.
which is kind of my Christmas song, so I'm going to play it for you
Oh,
now.
Lovely, Michelle. Thank yeah. you.
Here we go. This is Cormac Thompson with Free to a New World.
This is a vision of the night. For I am blinded without sight. I feel sensations now inside of me. Inside of me, and all at once I see the light, and all at once I see the light. Is this a dream? Can it be? My eyes are open, I can see. The world has opened up before my eyes. What miracle has set me free?
XFM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Is Jack Savaretti there with When We Were Lovers. Just going to take a quick look at the traffic and travel, and then you've got Patrick coming up with a great show, 1-2-3, here on Phoenix FM.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local. Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, a quick look on to the roads at the moment. It's not been too bad, actually, today. Just going to take a little look at Wilson's Corner. That's now clear. And also, no, it's not. I've looked at the wrong place. I lied. Wilson's Corner, very busy in all directions. Avoid if you can. Along the High Street, Ongar Road, and coming up on the A128 and on the A1023. Very busy there at the moment. Temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on the A129 Rayleigh Road at Nethergate. Brook Street roundabout looking fine, heading down towards Lakeside, and then as you get there you've got queuing traffic, junction 30 the A13 Lakeside to the QE2 bridge. That might be shopping traffic as well, so very busy around Lakeside. I wouldn't go on the M25 if I were you. I'd try and cut down, possibly down some of the lanes. You'll get more traffic and travel with Patrick in the next hour. Now I'm going to hand you over to Patrick, who's here with his fantastic guest in the next couple of minutes. Thank you to all my guests and who have been on the show this week. That is Cormac Thompson, a singer, and you can check him out online. Also, great to chat to Warren from Not Just Travel, based here in Brentford, one of our sponsors on Phoenix FM 2. I'll be back. I've got loads more guests in the studio next week as we head up towards Christmas. My last show will be on the 22nd of December, and I'll be playing at loads of new music too. So taking us up to the news, we'll have a little bit of Kim Wilde with Checkered Love. Don't forget, you've got plenty more shows coming up here on Phoenix FM for the rest of the day as well. You've got Drive with Joe Bailey from 3 o'clock. Then you've got The Bliss Disciples with Daniel Gregory presenting uplifting music. You've got Resurrection with The Boss, Paul Golder, at 8 o'clock, playing indie and the occasional live session as well. The Golden Years, tracks from the 60s and 70s introduced by Andy Gilson. That's all coming up for the rest of the day on Phoenix FM. Whatever you're doing, have a fantastic week. I'll be back with you on Monday. Stay tuned, because up next is the one and only Patrick Shearing. Have a fantastic weekend. Sideways.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.